listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's the you? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
All right. Yes. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And, you know, we've got my co-host. I think he's gracing us with his presence again here. Today.
Versus disgracing.
Well, you know what? I'm a little fired up, but first, let's talk about the bureaucracy in your part of the world here. Because we all know, the world knows I hate bureaucrats. But let's talk about the bureaucracy that you've had to go through last week.
Oh my God. Red tape strangles the whole planet's rights, I think. I was missing a document after having to sit through hours of waiting in front of the U.S. Embassy to get some paperwork sorted, and just missing one piece of information disallowed the whole thing. But to get into the U.S. Embassy is a challenge. You have to have an appointment in advance for a reason they see is needed. You can't just, as an expat abroad, you can't just walk up to the embassy and say, help me, like you would think we could. You have to have an appointment. And then you get scanned, swabbed, you know, as far as to see anything that's on your body. And they pour this cologne stuff on your hands, this very stringent alcohols. Then you got to go through a door, and you got to go through a metal detector there again. And then again, you got to put on this disinfectant. And I got to go upstairs an elevator into another room where a guard directs you to go wash your hands. And then into a bathroom, you wash your hands, you come back out, and they tell you where to sit. And they got all these chairs marked off where you can't sit. And there's very few people allowed in this room at a time where the clerks and stuff are. And when another person did come in, they sat on a completely opposite side of the room. This is absolute lunacy, these COVID measures for the invisible boogeyman. Everything's fearful. When I was done at the counter, somebody came and wiped it off. I mean, this is very stringent to have to do. Paperwork, just for lack of a better word, it holds up the process. I was going to say it sucks. It really, really does. So now I have to get these documents that they want, I have to call courthouse in the United States, get their permission to have my mother help get documents and send to her. Then they got to come to me. And I'm having to go through the same thing with England. I have a document that I want to be sure has official stamps on it. So I have to go through them to do that. It's madness, absolute madness.
You have, as a grown-ass man, you've got to get your mother involved?
Yeah, it was the quickest way to do things. To send a letter from here to Turkey, from Turkey to the United States, would take quite a few weeks, sometimes up to a month, to get that to them. And then to get it back, it may take the same amount of time. So, yeah, I asked my mom to help, and she was gracious enough to do that. So she can mail a letter a lot quicker from her state to the state I used to live in.
You know, the first thing that comes to mind is you know that Dave Chappelle skit where he's making fun of R. Kelly, where he's peeing on this woman and the ID is being held up, and R. Kelly's mom is there to verify everything's okay. And
yeah, like,
this is legal.
This is legal. I'm trying to get a birth certificate, and they want these ones that have these embossed stamps on them. Well, my mother has my very original one, the one that was issued when I was born. And that better be acceptable, because I'm not paying, you know, the state of Connecticut where I was born all this money. They want $20 for a certified copy, and sending it from there to here would take a Federal Express envelope, which is, that ain't cheap either. You look at another $30. There's online services that'll do it for you for about $100. But why? So it's just easier. So, Mom, could you help me with this, please?
Before leaving the country, I spent, to get my birth certificate, to get my visa, I think around $220 before I could leave the country.
I had a document, well, a divorce came along later in my life, and all my documents got gone. I guess it was considered a box of information I wasn't needed, to say the least. So I found out I need them, so I got to have a nice trip to Istanbul, and I seen the Blue Mosque. Don't go there right now. It's under construction. You can't even see the dome inside that's blue that gives it its name. I went into the Hagia Sophia, which has been now declared a mosque, and that was kind of cool, but they have covered up any Christian artwork that you would have seen in their previous. Because when the Sultan conquered Istanbul, he decided he wanted to have a place that would be unifying all religion. So he allowed it not to be all defaced and stuff when he took over Istanbul, when he beat Constantine during those wars. And so those old artwork are gone. So you can't see them. They're behind, they hung tapestries in front of them, pieces of ribbon and stuff, because I was specifically, I wanted a picture of the Black Jesus, right? It's historically inaccurate. Before they used the image of Borgia as Jesus, he was portrayed fairly accurately as a Middle Eastern person would be. It was dark skin, and I wanted a picture of that, you know, because to me that's history. But now it's all covered up; you can't see it. I was disappointed about that.
Mm-hmm.
I look mm-hmm. for stuff like that. There's a cathedral in Pisa that I visited, and they have a Byzantine Jesus up there in mosaics, and he's black.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the changing of history very much. Not at all, actually.
Just to make people feel comfortable.
Yeah.
To make the winners, the survivors of genocides that come out on top, just make them feel comfortable.
Well, I see it even more nefariously. I see it as propping up from white skin as being more pure than others. You know, that's how I see it. They use that for years. You know, I saw a meme the other day. It had a bunch of black children and one white child in the center. It says, you know, how would Harrod have trouble finding this child? You know, when he was trying to get rid of Jesus when he was first born, Harrod went around and killed a bunch of children, didn't they, according to what we were told in the Bible. So I find that a little bit amusing, but it also makes a point, doesn't it, that our history has been subtly rewritten in those kind of ways, that people actually think that 12 white men were walking around the Middle East, you know, with the apostles and everything, when they wouldn't have been. They would have had the color scheme they were born with. But, you know, and I know that's a powder keg type topic these days, but, you know, if we don't light the powder keg and explode the truth all over the place, it's just going to go smoldering.
Well, I'm all about the truth. I'm all about the truth. I know, and I'm going to want Engineer Mike to hop in on the show here, because a little correspondence was happening back in the U.S. So take your pee break, my friend. But yeah, I don't know. I'm a little fired up myself. I wish I were there. I know people are just and hold on a second.
well timed with the siren in the background there. You know, sort of thinking about all this police action and rioting that's going on in America, the general staged lawlessness. You know, when a group is declared a terrorist group, right, because they pretty much, Antifa has been declared a terrorist group, are allowed to be bussed into a town to, with the intent of them causing violence, not just protests, and they're there to burn and pillage and smash cars and stuff, to a point where a 17-year-old gets on his knees and drops rounds into people.
Who's to say anybody is a part of Antifa? You know, people, stop wearing colors. Get together as a people. You know, stop wearing colors. Stop. You know, come together underneath a fascist flag or something like that. I mean, there is one fascist flag you should be coming underneath, and that is the United States of America's flag. And you should be doing everything underneath that flag. I'm telling you right now, people, you know, this is a calling out to all Bloods, all Crips, okay? All MS-13s, all of anybody, whoever, West Side, East Side, you know, throw your signs up, but hey, quit wearing them colors, get an American flag, get yourselves in, registered into a civilian militia, okay? This is the only gang that matters. Into a civilian militia. It's time. Okay? We don't need to be fighting each other.
You're 100% right.
Brown, black, yellow, white. We don't need to be fighting against each other. What we need to be fighting against is that eagle and that bushel, okay? That imperial eagle. Okay? It's time. You know what they say, in the rap game, you know what they say, you know, do you know where your artists are? No. Do you know where your local feds are? Okay, you need to be going up to your fusion centers. Park it out in your car. Follow these feds home. Mark where they live once they get home. There needs to be a car on each and every one of these feds. There needs to be a car on each one of these police officers. There needs to be a car in each one of these family court judges, okay? And a special note on that one, when you do locate where a family court judge lives, put a note on this door. Say, hello. Just put a note. This just says, hello. We know who you are. Maybe they'll start to think before they rip another family apart to sell them out on the market, to sell the children out.
But definitely, when I see these people walking through a parking lot indiscriminately smashing peaceful citizens that don't have a stake in this oppressor's game, the only stake they have is that they can be burned at the stake at any time. To be inciting that type of division is not only uncool, it is used by our oppressors to put the boot down on both sides of the coin at the same time. You're taking, you know, let's say that an Antifa or BLM march that is knocks a dude out cold that's just trying to go watch fireworks because he likes fireworks and spitting on people like that. He isn't the one that makes the decisions that are oppressing this world. He isn't. He's just Joe Citizen like those people that are protesting. And he has a right to walk his streets peacefully as anybody else. Or shooting and killing somebody because they're a Trump supporter, they have a different opinion, is ludicrous to me. It's heinous. It's going to only be used as a measure to not just grab guns, but to make laws that oppress us even further.
Well,
because like you said, the people that are making these decisions of the court edicts and enforcing them, the order followers, they have names and addresses. This is where the picketing needs to go on. This is where you put people that voice opinions that maybe a person that sees them, they finally see themselves as being affected, will stop following those ludicrous orders that are clamping down on so many people.
Well, you know, I've been on a few shows over the past week. You know, people were asking me, you know, about my view on the politics, and it all comes down to one thing. I will reiterate. We come in three classes. There are three levels of society. There's the people, there's the priesthood, and there's the king. The king is sacrificial because the priesthood elevates them above everybody else. And that's the fool, the masses, which is the bottom of the pyramid. The fool, the masses. The people who are in control is not the king. It's the priesthood.
You're right. Kings, okay, throughout history have been leveraged by, let's say, the Pope, for instance. The Pope will excommunicate you if you don't do what the Pope says. It's gone on throughout history.
Well, the church is part of it. When I say the priesthood, I'm talking about your intelligence agencies, the shadow government. But the church is a part of it. That technically is where the idea comes from. Absolutely.
I was taking you literally.
Catholic church. No, your Catholic church, all these child molesters who are getting away with being child molesters because, you know, the Pope forgives them or whatever, they're absolved of their sins, and they are not a part of the legal system, like everybody else. They're not a part of the legal system. If the Pope says they're okay, oh, they get to go to another parish somewhere. They can touch on all the little boys they want to, as long as the Pope says it's okay. Again, yeah, no, the priesthood, yes. But your intelligence agencies, your feds, this is your priesthood. Because it doesn't matter what happens with Trump, we still got the same a-holes in the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI.
NSA holes, even.
NSA holes. Okay? The same human filth crap that's going to be there after Trump, after creepy Biden, after Hillary Clinton, whoever other human turd gets in office. It's going to be the same. You're still going to have the same inspector generals and directors who are actually the ones putting us through hell. These people need to be watched. They need to be removed. This is where you people come into play. We need to clear out the priesthood, put our own. We don't need a priesthood. But if we choose to elect a leader, we will have a direct connection with the king. Okay? Just how the kings of England said, we no longer need the Pope to talk to God. I am your direct link to God. We no longer need a priesthood. We're not supposed to have a federal government. We're not supposed to have a federal standing army. What the Constitution says. It's time to get rid of these creeps. It's time to get rid of them.
I very often think that it would be prudent for people to actually follow like a private detective, like our oppressors themselves, that feel exactly they're above the law, and expose their crimes. Or maybe we get the leverage over them to make them act right.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. There would be any false flag operations if we followed these feds home and watched what they were doing. We don't know the personal effects like that.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Time we start making bacon. Shoving his pig, choking his pigs. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay. Yeah. This is the Rat Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And, you know, people, again, I cannot stress this enough. You know, we don't need to be fighting against each other. We need to set the establishment straight. If the government was doing what it was supposed to be doing, we wouldn't have any problems with each other to begin with. Being placed against each other. You know what's going to happen after a race war? Yeah, after we all bloody and tired and beaten, they're going to scoop each and every one of us up. But forcefully vaccine us. You know, put that nano aluminum chip inside of all of us. Get us scanned into their new biometric system and start shortening each other's lives. Turning us into slaves. Who can say what and where and when and how? Who can live? Who can buy food? That's the mark of the beast. ladies and gentlemen. We already have it with the chemtrails. We already have it. But they have to try their new system out because flying these planes over us is getting a bit damn costly. They don't want to inject us with this stuff directly. Ladies and gentlemen. they want to play mind games. Like we don't know. Well, the world will know. Especially because this information is going to go out huge. My team is connecting with other independent media around the world and making sure my documentaries are going to be heard, seen, that sort of thing. You know, the time is now, people. I mean, I'm not just one of these people like Alex Jones or whoever who... Yeah, I mean, yeah, they talk a good game, but what are they actually doing to help? See, we're activists. We're in this. We're in this game. We're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, we are the activist. That's kind of how I put it to people a lot. You're right. Your videos and documentaries about the nanotech, it puts it in layman's terms enough where people might even understand the nefariousness of this AI program. I know that this new vaccine has been proposed has these polymers in it that are going to be into our bodies that actually will monitor our immune system. When it picks up an immune response, it'll make a bioluminescent glow in the top of the patch that's going to be on your arm. And in military-wise, they actually have a receiver they put on that's on your body that can transmit this signal out. So they use the cell, for people that are behind enemy lines, they could get active health reports on their pawns if something happens to them. They'll know about it instantly. But this is coming for all of us. Your medical, the confidentiality is gone, absolutely gone. And our rights have been stripped so that our freedoms could be raped from us. I have no other way to put it kindly without swearing. Because it's very difficult to hold back on the topic we're on today. It just is vague. People need to see these documentaries of yours. If you could even tell them the title, the listeners, so they can go look them up themselves. And that would go a long way toward getting the word out.
Well, it's the 5th of November... The movies, targeted individuals, documentaries, and each one has their own separate sub name. You got to watch them all, people, to get the full picture. I like the activist. I'm gonna have activist for the NSA holes.
Yeah,
they're gonna see me. And if, when it comes to these NSA techno creeps, I mean. Over there in the mean streets of Maryland. Mean streets of Maryland. These wussies. These computer nerds. I bet they wouldn't plant themselves in the middle of Harlem. Queens.
People wouldn't put Flatbush. Up with somebody peeping through their window, would they? This is worse than a peeping Tom.
They wouldn't be caught dead in the middle of Flatbush, Staten Island. No, they're over there in the mean streets of Maryland. I'll tell you right now, I'm from the east side of the LBK. I don't have a problem with setting somebody straight. And that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. Okay? Once again, I'm telling you, I'm coming. Get ready.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. Thank you for staying tuned in. I know we got callers. I know you guys are getting hyped up, but we'll take your calls during the after show. That's the next hour here, in about 30 minutes or so. If you want to call in, phone number 800-313-9443. Yes, 800-313-9443. And I want to say, I want Engineer Mike to come in on this. What's going on there in Austin? Because, you know, I'm an Austinite. My mother is there. She's being held prisoner in her nursing home. My other family members can't even visit her, haven't been able to visit her for months. You know, getting a little pissed about that myself. This Corona scare is just that, a damn scare. But what's going on there in Austin?
Well, I can't really address this whole coronavirus thing because I don't really know anyone personally that's had any actual, you know, something I can really wrap my hands around and say, okay, here's what's happening with this. I've heard, my parents got a cousin somewhere or a second cousin, and she's older, an elderly woman, I'm imagining, is what, she had some health problems and she's got it, and maybe one of her daughters or a daughter-in-law has had it or something. But it's hard when you can't see anybody, and I mean, me personally, and also it's disgusting to hear that you got these people that are just trapped in some hole somewhere where no one can see you. You're not allowed to have visitors. I can't even imagine that. And if I could just find somebody that had, a legitimate, I can get on Reddit and have, make a comment and have, five people show up saying, oh, half my family's got it. And I'm like, that's great, dude. Who are these people? Who are you? None of this is provable. But, all I know is when you go out in public, you got the loudmouths, yelling at you to put your mask on, and I'm still running around in my P100s, my respirator. That's what I want to wear. And I'm hearing people saying, well, the oxygen, you don't have any problem with oxygen with the masks. It's, maybe a respirator might have it. And I'm like, really, the respirator? I mean, I can breathe freely through the respirator and exhales freely. I feel much more clear-headed. I wear a mask for 10 minutes, one of these surgical pieces of garbage, and I'm about to, I'm having panic attacks and, wondering why I'm getting woozy. But I did have unfortunately, I don't have a lot to offer on that except, we're still going nuts here that, we're all going to die from coronavirus, or one of us is going to pass it to, 100 people that are going to die.
It, to me, it symbolizes the proverbial free speech being taken from us.
Right.
Because they come after the Second Amendment, and now they found a way to put something over our mouths to stop us from...
Yeah, no one can communicate clearly. I mean, not only are you only seeing, a third of a face in the expressions, everything's muffled, you can't... Trying to order something or buy something face to face, trying to communicate with someone in the streets. If you're wearing, I'm not out there in the streets with a mask on. I'm not outside with a mask on. I put it on as I walk in. But if you have to talk to someone, how are you supposed to? There's no clear communication. It's literally turning into babble out here. You're just sort of struggling, and a lot of hand signals, thumbs up when they've got it right. And God forbid you go try to order some food in a drive-through. That's hilarious these days. I swear these people they're oxygen deprived and they're stressed out. They cannot. There's no clear thinking. You go order something and forget about. Yeah, I know it's not even a good idea probably to be going and ordering stuff in a drive-through, but. You're trying to help these people out at least. You'd hope to, patronize some businesses that are trying to stay open and hopefully stay away from these, huge chain stores that are sucking everything up. But, man, people they're not thinking clearly, and it's got to be a combination of the masks and the just general sort of underlying panic. But
corporate takeover!
Yeah.
Corporate takeover!
The big business, man.
They close down.
We're living in Babylon.
Yeah, it's definitely starting to feel like Babylon for sure. I did have something about the kind of the rioting and the off-target attacks on the crabs in the bucket scenario that we're all seemingly seeing play out everywhere. And this one I think this goes in the you get what you wish for or off-target. So Austin's defunded the police. Ooh, we're getting it done. They're taking away a bunch of millions of dollars or whatever. Well, guess what? All the surrounding communities, if you want to call them that ridiculous word, the surrounding towns, the suburbs. Oh boy, they're ramping it up, guys. So I hope everybody's ready to enjoy their little prison here in Austin, where you're stuck in the middle of this urban. Yeah, it's green spaces at least. It's nicer than most places, but hope you enjoy it because you ain't going to be going outside and pulling your garbage in these other little towns around Austin because they're ramping it up. I heard today on the local news they got 500 civilians signing up for the police whatever academy class or whatever they call it, the you know, whatever they do. And that's in Round Rock, so that's where
and
we
see, that's the wrong direction.
Yeah,
that's
well,
the wrong
that's
direction. What, yeah, you don't right. sign up for police academy. You sign
Tackleberry.
Up for... you dopes. You sign up for your local civilian militia.
I think there's a lot more people that are getting that training than they're letting on. I mean, you're not going to hear – they're not doing a lot of news stories on the local guys that are meeting together – and, you know, making sure they're locked and loaded, trained up, ready to go, fresh, got the, you know, staying frosty, keeping their supplies up to date. I don't think they're running around making a big scene of that, and for good reason. I usually believe that the people generally are, the people that are worth, you know, the salt, they're out there, they're taking care of themselves. I think that there's not a lot to worry about. Yeah, you might, you know, there's a lot of weird status that I'm sure are running out to become police because they think that's, you know, you're not going to get through to these people. They're watching the news and listening to whatever the, you know, the opposing view to those libtards, you know, and that's, I don't think, I mean, yeah, we're going to have to deal with, I think we're going to deal with some bigger cop problems. Oh, we got an old sheriff down here from years back. He was one of the sheriffs named Terry Keel, and he's running over here in Austin talking about, well, we're going to work with the, I'm putting in legislation when the Texas, you know, Congress convenes here, I guess in the beginning of next year coming up or at the end of this year. I don't know. It's coming up. And they're going to have DPS. DPS is going to sort of absorb the Austin Police Department if the city council doesn't pull their thumbs out and, you know, get their heads straight. Mm-hmm. So these people, they think they're doing something, and what they're going to end up getting is going to be far worse and far in the
worse.
Other direction than they, you know, think that they're going. But they sure are happy running around, woo, we're going to defund the police, and woo, we're going to go out and protest and riot. And
welcome to the Austin city limits.
Yeah.
Well, is that piece of trash art still the police captain?
No, we... He moved on to bigger and better pastures down in Houston where he can, you know, continue his Fed agent, fast track, you know, whatever the hell he thinks he's doing. I swear that guy thinks he's going to run for, like, he's going to be CIA director or something. I don't know what he wants to do. The guy's nuts. He's over there fomenting the you know, race divisions a couple months back. He's out at the protest yelling about, you know, oh, dude, we got to be heard and the people and doop doop. And he's, you know, just sitting there in the middle of some little, I mean, essentially like a drum circle of, you know, Antifa, BLM people, if that's even legitimate, and they're just, you know, having a nice little, let's get all, it was literally like looking at a huddle, you know, it looked like I thought I was watching, like, you know, the college football that got canceled, except there was Art Acevedo.
He stared up the pot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of that BLM stuff, I'll speak it to the head captain today, Mr. Landry, and he was like, you know, where are you? Don't go on talking about supporting the BLM. And I just like started laughing. He was like, yeah, you can take this as a joke. You can laugh if you want to, but you know, they're not popular. And started, you know, talking about the numbers. You know, 63% of these people don't like them, and 79% of these people don't like them. And I was like, no, the reason why I'm laughing is because a couple months ago, you told me not to go full balls to the wall with the Black Lives Matter movement. Say the same thing. And so I was laughing my butt off today. But he was also saying that, you know, he asked like 19 white people, you know, about this whole race issue. And basically all 19 of them said, we don't care about any of the politics. We just don't want Black people to hate us anymore. So, you know, with that said, yeah.
A worthy wish, I imagine, for some people.
Of course. And but that goes to show you that it's not the common everyday people with the problems. it's these feds, these police, the politicians. They are creating these scenarios in which they want to have us pissed off at each other. Again, divide and conquer, you know.
Yeah, redirect the anger and the frustration.
Just it's like, who do you want? Do you want Uncle Scam or do you want Aunt Tiffa? It's not much of a choice there.
Well, Aunt Tiffa is not trying to put a needle in my ass. So
Uncle Scam is. It's like either one. It's a bitter coin.
Uncle Scam is too busy trying to molest. You know, trying to blow the whistle on that. Molesting everybody. But yeah, so I just want that to be the main theme and the main goal for people. And I know Trump is pissing people off. If Trump is pissing people off in the establishment, we need to go ahead and keep him. It's better than creepy Joe Biden, because the man can't say three sentences together and then remember what it was he was talking about. So
a little predicted here. I think he's going to say he has the COVID soon, so they have to quarantine him, so he has this excuse to get out of debate, because he can't do a debate, because he can't string three sentences together that make sense, you know, talking about what a that thing, you know.
Man.
You got thing one and thing two running for government in how about thump 2020, and we thump the system instead.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what he's talking about with the wet leg hairs and roaches and little children. That's still
talking
over my
about
head.
Giving everybody some popsicles in the basement.
we were talking about he's down there sniffing hair, and I was like, oh yeah, he's got like 8 or 9 wigs down there. He just like runs around stroking, smelling them. He's probably starting to Jones a little bit, but you know that's just humor. I mean, the guy, people were talking that all he's got to do is get up there close to the election. You know, as you said, Rob, whip out the I got the come on man, I got the corona, and then he bows out, and then we kind of shift everything a little farther toward the Hillary the Hillary pedophile. Crazy, you know, CIA, we came, we see, we conquer, who knows where we're coming and going, and geez, it could be a real, I don't know what the Dems are really gonna, the Democrats, I guess they could try to pull something really big, but I don't know, it seems like politics always just sort of ends up washing into the sort of regular areas of, you know, mudslinging and
It all drains into the same swamp.
Yeah, I mean they might throw some lightning balls around. Some swamp gas might get lit up every now and then, but I don't think they're really ever. They're not going to do anything too crazy. And if they do, I mean, back to the militia things. What do we got? We got people trying to protect businesses, like the kid up in, Kenosha, and here suddenly he's some crazy right winger, when it's like, I don't know, man, the kid just looked like he was trying to run away from some crazies and got blocked out. I think I've seen the whole timeline of videos. I'm pretty sure I watched all of them all the way through a couple times, and it just looks like a youngster trying to do his part, and maybe he's in over his head, maybe not, but geez, he held up pretty good. And I mean, whichever. Well,
some of the info I seen was that dude that got the headshot was actually shot by with like a .22 caliber.
Yeah, I saw the headshot.
That it couldn't have been an assault rifle.
I figured it either grazed his head and it just caused some traumatic brain injury, or it definitely wasn't a damn AR-15 round or whatever the heck that kid was running around with, because it was just a little pinhole in the side of his head. I mean, it looked like it knocked him out pretty good, and apparently he's dead and messed up some stuff.
Well, a person filming was definitely right on it, weren't they? That camera was just there poised for that moment, like it was staged, event.
Did y'all see? I mean, you've had Kristen Harris on. I mean, he was down there. He interviewed the kid. Did y'all notice that? I don't know if y'all caught that one.
Oh, well, Mr. Harris, yeah, he'll be coming back onto the show next week, I believe. I can't pin down a date, but yes.
Yeah, and the guy that was filming there, you could see him running. He was in the black shirt, and he was from one of these sort of more independent news agency website deals, and I can't remember which one it was, but he was there, and so a lot of that footage apparently is due to him being, like, right on it when the...
How did he know where to be?
I just think he... I don't know. I mean, it seems like all of this stuff was sort of in a very... It wasn't in a very large area where it was happening. They were, you know, they got the guys on the car dealership roof, and then you got the cops kind of chasing them all away, the kid trying to go back there, being told he can't go back there, heading off the other direction, and then sort of getting caught up in this, you know, crazy guy, skinhead-looking dude, throwing stuff at him and chasing him down. I mean, I don't know, man. What do you want me to say? I wasn't there, and we got all these people. Well, it was all staged. It was all a setup, and it's like, all right, man. You know, believe what you want, but I'm trying to find evidence. I don't really care about what it looks like to me. You know, I'm not gonna just sit there and say it doesn't look like something I think it does look like, but it sure looks like the kid just got lucky and didn't get his head smashed, and he popped off some shots, I guess. I mean, yeah, a lot of it, there's always weird, you know, the guy got shot in the arm, but the gun didn't fall out of it. Hey, man, you know, get some tendon damage.
And he borrowed the gun from a friend or something, so it gets him out of bringing a firearm across state lines. There's some images of this kid wearing the exact same clothes with the blue gloves, getting rid of graffiti off a wall.
Right. Yeah.
So he obviously cares about his community. That said that to me. Or are they just leaking that? Maybe he was doing community service, but I didn't see him having an orange vest on, which they usually, if you do community service, they do that. It says you're doing it. It shames you into good behavior.
Yeah, I don't think he was being court ordered or anything. he was supposedly just, you know, helping clean up from the riots and stuff. And then he had his little med kit on him. I saw that in a few of the clips and stills. I mean, you know, and that's talking about Kyle Rittenhouse, the kid who did the effective defense and killing. I mean, Jesus. I don't know. That other kid, I see the other guy, the you know, the Antifa guy or whatever, the rioter, protester, demonstrator that got his arm blown off. That dude was weird, man. I mean, I see him run up to the kid. Looks like he's trying to, like, he's about to shoot him, and then it's like, no, he doesn't, and then...
Pictures of no blood, you know, like when they used one of those prosthetic things like we talked about in the Boston bombing show.
Yes, yes.
It would be very easily find out he had no arm at all before the event.
Well, you know, and I do say, and people, if you're skeptical, there's a few videos out there, but if you're skeptical about me saying, or us saying, that these police and these feds are trying to escalate things. There's a few videos online. Some of them got taken down, but there's a few videos online. You can search for them, where a guy with his cell phone caught four or five cops using their own batons on their own police car, busting out the windows. It's to say that the rioters did it.
That's like in St. Louis when they had the riots there some years back, where you've seen police actually setting fire to some businesses and then blaming it. And we had pictures of police setting bricks out from the back of a truck during other events earlier in the George saga. That's gone on, that was used as an excuse to trigger such violence that's going on in America. And it does sadden me when I see this state of the society in America and how easily people fight each other rather than fight the priests, as you call them. We exactly. need to re-legion, which means to come back together as one rather than follow a religion.
Right. Just to let everybody know, tomorrow night we're going to have American Patriot on the show, we're going to have Tom Dixon, a.k.a. Mike Lowry, on the show.
That'll be great.
He's from the American Patriot Guns and Ammo, North. He's the owner and founder of Peacekeeper Defense Solution, First Line Defense, LLC. If you want to, you can go to his website, surplusarm, with an E at the end, .com. Surplusarm, with an E at the end, .com. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. Again, American Patriot. And we're going to hear firsthand the mentality that we should all be having. Okay? This is very important, people. When it comes to race war, no, I don't think so. We shouldn't be having it. We should be having a cleansing. We should not be having a civil war. We should be having the second American Revolution. Okay? It's time to clean house. It's time to get rid of these cops who would vandalize their own vehicles for the sake of media sensation and to force a police state. We need to get rid of these creeps. We need to get rid of these feds doing these false flag operations. Okay? We need to get rid of these politicians who are enforcing policies behind a hoax, a pandemic. It's time. And for those of you who want to talk, you know, in the after show here, again, phone number is 800-313-9443. And let yourself be heard, okay? Let yourself be heard. I know we already got callers, but we're in the show here, and then we'll get the after show started. So, guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And I want you to share this episode. Get the message of unity around the country. Do your part. The best part about being a patriot is that, you know, it's being a patriot is not about loving your government. It's about loving your country. It's about loving your neighbors. It's about loving your community and the freedom that you all have together. It's time to protect that. Color of your skin be damned. It's time to come together as Americans and get rid of the corruption.
Do it.
Guys.
Yeah, big love, people.
In the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.